Order, order.
Protected by the privilege of free speech that gives members of Parliament immunity from being sued for anything said inside the House, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters expanded on his belief that United Future Leader Peter Dunne leaked the Kitteridge report into the GCSB, claiming that evidence supporting his allegations could be found in telephone records. Mr. Peters broadened his attack to include the government's choice of former IRD Commissioner David Henry to investigate the source of the leak.
Why would anyone have confidence in an inquiry headed by David Henry, who is not taking evidence on oath, not keeping an electronic record of witness answers to questions, is not demanding phone records, and whose forensic incompetence saw him jump ship from the IRD just before the Winebox inquiry was so damaging to IRD? What about this bespeaks an in-house snow job?
And there was also this question for Mr. Peters.
Why aren't the phone records, in which the evidence lies in this case, being asked of ministers, and in particular, Mr. Peter Dunne?
The minister responsible for the Government Communications and Security Bureau is John Key, but the Prime Minister wasn't there today, and Mr. Peters' questions were answered for him by his deputy.
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder if we should have an inquiry into how that member seems to know so much about how the inquiry has been conducted.
Labour's chief whip asked Mr. English if he was serious.
Supplementary question, Chris Hipkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of the Minister's comment just now, does he intend to open a further inquiry to ascertain who leaked to the Honourable Winston Peters the fact that the Honourable Peter Dunne had been interviewed about the leak of the Kitteridge report? If not, why not?
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
No, Mr. Speaker, we won't be opening another inquiry.
Just to be sure, Chris Hipkins tried again.
Mr. Speaker, why won't he launch an inquiry into the leak about the inquiry into the leak?
Honourable Bill English.
The reason is because I suspect Mr. Peters already knows the outcome of the inquiry into the inquiry about the leak.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Mr. Speaker.
A point of order has been raised. The member has a right to raise a point of order, and it will be heard in silence.
Sir, if the Deputy Prime Minister is going to keep drawing me into the inquiry, and I'm going to short-circuit things by saying all the evidence is in those phone records and your minister's gone.
I don't believe that's an adequate point of order at all.
Maybe not a good point of order, but nevertheless an interesting threat, as Peter Dunne represents the government's majority for passing bills not supported by the Māori Party. Meanwhile, the government's decision to cut off public submissions on a bill passed just 2 weeks ago had the chairman of the Social Services Committee, Sam Lotu-Inga, on the spot, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Using the right of ordinary members to ask questions of committee chairman, Green MP Holly Walker had questions for Mr. Lotu-Inga concerning his decision to limit submissions on the Housing Accords and Special Housing Areas Bill, which passed its first reading under urgency earlier this month. Holly Walker said that gave the public just under 2 weeks to make submissions on it.
Did he consult with the Minister of Housing or his staff before making the decision to close submissions on this date?
Senator Sam Lotu-Inga.
Mr Speaker, understanding Order 1921, as Chairman, I can set a closing date and advertise.
Order.
Let me finish, ma'am.
Order.
Let me finish. If you could bear with me,
order,
sir.
It's becoming a very long answer to what was a relatively simple question.
So Mr Lotu-Inga tried again.
Sir, the bill was referred on the night of budget night, 16th of May, and I did not consult with the Minister. I made this decision on my own.
Thank you for that answer.
And Ms Walker had more questions about the public submissions.
How many have been received to date?
I'm not aware of the total number of submissions that have been received.
Shadow Leader of the House Trevor Mallard raised a point of order.
This was a simple question that was set down today at 10:30, and so while I can accept that the member might know how many have been received between now and between the time that he prepared his answer and now, where it's simple as this, how many have been received, you should be able to give a number.
But the Speaker didn't agree.
The submissions will then be received by the clerk. As the chairman, he would not necessarily need to know. I am quite satisfied with the answer that the member has given to Holly Walker. Order.
Speaker David Carter.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.